from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Zar, and we're continuing with our theme of fairly rare remixes nowadays. Most of these are from a site called VG Mix, which has gone up and down over the past, I don't know, 10 years or so. 10 years is a bit much, maybe like 7, but either way, a lot of the remixes that were on that site, you know, have vanished over time. Maybe they're somewhere else, maybe they're not, but either way, I found most of these remixes around 2002 or 2003, and as a result, they may or may not still exist, but I thought I'd play some of them for you anyway. And this one in particular is one of my favorites. It's based on one of my favorite songs from the original game, actually, and I always remember being very struck by this point in the game. I did not see it coming at all when I was first playing it when I was a kid, and it just shocked me, you know, for once in an RPG, like, your actions could have real consequences, you know, I mean, you go into somebody's house and you steal, you know, money or items from them and nothing ever happens, you know. But this time, in this game, sometimes some of the things you did really came back to haunt you. And I love the music in this sequence so much. And as a result, any remix that includes that song, you know, is always very high up on my list. And this one in particular I really love. It was just, this guy did this in one take. And by the end of it, he was, like, totally sweating and just, like, completely out of it because it wiped him out. But I love the rising energy and just how frantic it gets, and just, it really captures it for me. But this is from Chrono Trigger. This is by a remixer known as Specosaurus, and this is the Trial in Concert. Thank you. That was Spekasaurus with the Trial in Concert from Chrono Trigger. You actually might be able to find that on OC Remix nowadays. I'm not sure. I kind of remember it being there, but maybe I'm imagining things. But you can check out ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And we'll be back with more after these messages.
$5,000!
That's what the Navy has waiting for you.
I could buy a computer.
Sign up now and begin training by May 31st, and you could be eligible for a $5,000 bonus.
I could buy a car.
Or use it while traveling the world with the Navy as you earn money for college and college credit.
I can take everyone I know to dinner.
Plus, the Navy has over 50,000 jobs to choose from. To see if you're eligible for
$5,000,
call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit our website at NavyJobs.com. Navy, let the journey begin. Paid for by the U.S. Navy.
Welcome to your new job, young man.
Thanks, boss. So, when do I get to choose my new office?
Choose? What do you mean, choose?
I'm looking for something in a corner window office, maybe facing the park.
Yet another person spoiled forever by AutoTrader.com, the biggest, best used car site on the planet. After he found just the used car he was looking for from the huge selection at AutoTrader.com, he expects to get choices like that all the time.
Hey, this one's nice.
I'll say it is. That's my office.
Perfect.
AutoTrader.com. Your car is waiting.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zork, and our next track is one that's kind of interesting. It's more like a kind of a straight-up cover, but I have a lot of memories associated with Final Fantasy VII, and not a lot of them are pleasant, unfortunately, but I do really love the soundtrack still. And there are certain tracks that, you know, to me, kind of remind me of bad times, but this track would kind of count as one, I guess. But it's also combated by the fact that I've always really loved this track, and I loved when it played, and, well, I used to love, it's kind of died down nowadays, but I used to love the character it was associated with, you know, and I thought this version of it was just, it was very pretty. I loved, like, how smoothly it went into the theme, and it just really captured the feel of it, I think. But this is from Final Fantasy VII. This is by El Spiro, or covered by El Spiro. This is The Nightmare's Beginning. Of a short little cover, but I always really liked it. I was El Spiro covering The Nightmare's Beginning from FF7, and I still have a lot of fondness for the soundtrack, I can't help myself. But this next track is from one of my favorite remixers. He used to upload stuff onto VG Mix a lot, and then he put it on his website. I'm not sure if that's still up anymore. But his name was The Wingless, and he used to focus a lot on piano versions. Like, almost all of his remixes had some kind of piano in them, and they were always, like, so pretty. His music was so nice, and his remixes had a very distinct style to them that made them very easy for me to identify, but I really loved just almost all of his remixes. They always had such a kind of a delicate touch to them, and this one is no exception. And I'm not sure if this one ever made it on an OC Remix or not. It might have, actually. That's ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. But I found it on VG Mix a long time ago. If I remember right, it was either him or Disturbed. I can't remember which one it was. But they uploaded two different tracks from Metroid that were piano versions of, you know, music from it. And one was much longer and one was shorter, but I think that was Disturbed, maybe it was Wingless. But either way, this particular version, I really loved it. Just it did something really creative with the theme, I think. And it really captured this kind of sort of sad, melancholy feeling that, you know, tended to permeate Metroid for me most of the time. But either way, this is from the original Metroid. This is by The Wingless, and this is The Wishing Well.
Thank you.
was The Wingless with The Wishing Well from Metroid. It's a remix I found on V2 Mix a long time ago, but you might be able to find it on OC Remix now. That's OCREMIX.org. We'll be back with more after these messages.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great man.
Double the time.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with enlightenment. For refreshment, it's the only one.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great myth.
And double it come.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. And there was a remixer on VG Mix back in the day before it went down the first time. I don't even know if that was the first time, heck. But before it went down sometime 2002, 2003, there was a remixer on the site that I really loved. And he did these really beautiful piano remixes. And it wasn't Wingless, as I mentioned before. It was a guy who only posted stuff on VG Mix, at least that I'm aware of. And he also did piano remixes from games that I'd never heard of, but more specifically, he also did games that I had heard of, but nobody else cared about. And I may have lamented about this some time ago before, but there are very few remixes from any Sierra games out there. And I don't know why, because I think the Sierra games had a great soundtrack, but that might be just because I've been playing them since I was, like, you know, seven, but either way. The thing is that there are not a lot of remixes of Sierra games out there, which is a real shame, and there are very few remixes from Space Quest either. I mean, there are like a few from Quest for Glory, maybe, and there's a one or two from King's Quest, but there are not a lot for Space Quest, which is really sad because I love Space Quest. And so you can imagine my delight when I, you know, first found that Disturbed had done a remix from Space Quest 3, which is one of my favorites in the series. And it's just, it's so beautiful to me. It's like the theme. This is a very beautiful, kind of sparse, very sensitive take on the theme, and to me it really captures, you know, just like the emotion I have for this series. I mean, I grew up with Space Quest. It's one of like the most important game series to me, and the theme was part of that. And to hear this really just really always brought back to me just how much I love that series. And it was always really nice to know that somebody else felt the same way enough to do this remix for it. But it's a really beautiful remix, I think. This is by Disturbed, as I mentioned. It's from Space Quest 3. This is called Sierra's Glory.
Thank you.
Sierra's Glory by a remixer called Disturbed from Space Quest 3, and I love that remix so much. I love the music from Space Quest more than I can say. It means so much to me, you know? And I really love Disturbed stuff. So he also did some other things. He did like stuff from Friday the 13th and The Seventh Guest. You know, he did a lot of really obscure games that I really appreciated back in the day. But, you know, I cherish like any Sierra remix I can get my hands on, and that's particularly one of my favorites. I really love Space Quest 3. If you have a chance, I recommend checking it out. I love the Space Quest series so much. But our final song for today is one that is off of a kind of... It was during the big boom in kind of rhythm-type games back around the late 90s, around when DDR was really big. And there was a lot of offshoots, and there was guitar mania, drum mania, and keyboard mania, and beat mania. And I really... there was a keyboard mania game like at the arcade that me and my cousin used to go to, and we used to play it a lot. And this song in particular stood out to me because I love the beginning. It's got so much, you know, energy to it, you know? And it's just, it always makes me smile. I can help it. It's extremely hard, but, you know, you can probably guess that from what it sounds like. This is from Keyboard Mania 3rd Mix. It's by Osamu Kubota, and this is Kareza. I'd like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.